The Dr. Pepper Parade. Yes, friends, the Dr. Pepper Parade, led by that lovely, lively little majorette, Pretty Peggy Pepper, and here she is.
Bringing joy across the land.
Dr. Pepper.
If you want to lead the band, drink it every day. Energy picks up and you'll enjoy life more.
Remember Dr. Pepper time.
10, 2, and 4.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Arthur extending you a warm welcome to the Dr. Pepper Parade. With Peggy Pepper, the Pepper Uppers, Peter Van Steeden and his orchestra, and starring Molasses and January. All brought together each week at this time by Dr. Pepper, the swell drink that's inviting, delighting, and exciting. Now, with the formalities over, let's all get together with Hand Me Down My Walking Cane. Hand it down, Peter.
Hand me down my walking cane. Hand me down my walking cane. Oh, hand me down my walking cane. I'm gonna catch that midnight train, 'cause all my sins are taken away.
I got bail and I got in jail. I got bail and I got in jail. Oh, I got bail and I got in jail, and I had no wife to go my bail, and all my sins are taken away.
Pepper uppers, come on over here and cut a slice of this.
Beans was tough and the meat was fat. Beans was tough and the meat was fat. Oh, beans was tough and the meat was fat. And oh, my Lord, I couldn't eat that. So all my sins are taken away.
If I'd listened to what Mama said, if I had listened to what Mama said, if I'd listened to what Mama said, I'd be sleeping in a feather bed, 'cause all my sins are taken away.
Hey, Daniel.
What?
What was you doing?
I was singing, sonny boy.
I thought you was unloading coal.
Oh, stop that.
Boy, you can't sing. You can't even carry a note to the post office.
Stop it.
Get away and let a man sing what don't know how.
Come on, mama, and go my bail. Come on, mama, and go my bail. Oh, come on, mama, and go my bail. Get me out of this buggy jail, 'cause all my sins are taken away.
Hand me down,
oh, hand me down,
my walking cane,
my walking cane.
Hand me down,
oh, hand me down,
my walking cane,
my walking cane.
Oh, hand me down my walking cane. I'm gonna leave on the midnight train, 'cause all my sins are taken away, away. 'Cause all my sins are taken away.
My walking cane. Hold it, Daddy.
How's it
Hey, Mallory. Doggone your dime, I swear.
Boy, that'll teach him not to ask me to sing no more.
I say it will. But then I'll say one thing. What? Why are you looking so unhappy and stuff about?
Boy, I just come from putting on the groceries over at my gal Ducky Pugh's house.
Yeah?
Funniest thing happened over there.
Yeah.
She told the cook to bring in some milk, and she come in carrying the glass in her hand.
Yeah, well, what's wrong with that?
Well, Ducky Pugh, she's high stuff in society and stuff
I
like
know
that.
It, I know it.
So she said to the maid, she said, take that out and bring that milk in here on the tray.
And then what happened?
Well, the maid, she went out and brought in a tray plumb full of milk, and she say, do you want a spoon or will you just lap it up?
Boy, that's the cat meow. You
Boy,
know?
Everything went wrong. I even got in a fight with the E-flat popper.
You did?
Suddenly I stepped on his pipe, and now he ain't never going to speak to me no more.
Oh, molasses, don't be silly up and stuff like that. Oh, you did step on the old man's pipe. You can buy him a new one.
No, I can't. I stepped on his windpipe.
Ain't people unconvinced?
I guess they are. Tom. You know, everything went wrong at home this morning, too.
Yeah?
My gasoline stove exploded and my cook went right out through the roof.
Went through the roof? That's terrible.
No, it was her day off anyhow.
How redundant. Yeah, but what have you got in your pure little sweet hand there?
Boy, I got a letter from the folks back in Chitlin Switch, Georgia, 4 miles from Ball Ground.
My goodness alive, what is the news inside of the letter?
Well, you know Ducky Pugh's little brother?
Yeah, you mean Donald Ducky P. peel?
Yeah. Well, anyhow, he disappeared from home a year ago, and they found him yesterday.
He disappeared a year ago, and they only found him yesterday?
Uh-huh.
Where was he hiding?
In the bathtub.
Well, look, do you see anything in there about Ducky Pugh's sister?
Huh?
You know the gal what's got such a big mouth?
Boy, if her mouth gets any bigger, they're going to have to move her ears back, you know?
You're telling me.
You know, and on account of her big mouth, she had an accident.
What kind of accident?
She was standing in the kitchen washing clothes. She slipped down on the kitchen stove, fell on her face with her mouth wide open and swallowed the tub.
Oh, my goodness. Well, look in there, Steve. Do it say anything there about your brother, Asbestos?
Yeah, he's still leading a very vigorous life.
Oh, say not thus.
Oh, I'm telling thou thus. He gets up at 6 every morning, do 6 hours work, has a light lunch, then puts in 6 hours more hard work, got a little supper, then he lays his body down at 9 o'clock.
Is that so?
Yeah, he gets out next week.
Well, boy, you know, that's some very interesting news in that letter you have there.
Yeah.
You can show that to Dr. Pugh when you take supper with her at her place tomorrow night.
Boy, if I ever make up with a curious old-looking whiskered paw, I ain't never eating at her house no more.
Why not?
Well, a week before last, I got suspicious of the meat she was serving.
Yeah?
Yeah, I found the spur in the roast beef.
Oh, I see.
Last week, I got more suspicious. I saw a bridle in the corned beef.
I reciprocate.
But the final blow come last night.
What happened?
The hash neighed at me.
Oh.
Molasses in January will be back in just a moment. But right now, it's Pretty Peggy Pepper time. So, Peggy?
Yes, Jack?
Step right up, for we're waiting to hear the bullfrog serenade.
All right. If Peter will start waving his baton, I'll come in on the eighth bar.
Bok, 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 hear him croaking. Bok, 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 in the shade. Though it sounds like someone choking, it's the bullfrog serenade. Bok, 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 he's appealing. Bok, 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 to his mate. He's got that romantic feeling. It's the bullfrog serenade. With the heart that's all afire, he sings out his latest charms. And it seems his one desire is kiss the freckles on his lady's arms.
Bok, 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 sung with passion. Bok, 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 till she swayed.
Then they kiss in bullfrog fashion to the bullfrog's serenade.
A glamorous she-frog lives on a wee lot deep in the swamps of the Everglades.
An amorous he-frog worships the she-frog and sings her the strangest of serenades.
Bok, 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 hear him croaking. Bok, 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 in the deep blue shade.
Though it sounds like someone choking, it's the bullfrog serenade.
Bok, 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 he's appealing. Bok, 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 to his lovely maid.
He's got that romantic feeling. It's the bullfrog serenade.
With a heart that's all afire, he's singing out his lady's charms.
And it seems his one desire is to kiss the freckles on his lady's arms.
Bok, 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 bok,
sung with passion.
Doodle-doo-doo-bloom.
Till she swayed.
Then they kiss in bullfrog fashion
to the bullfrog serenade.
Bok, 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 bok. That's the bullfrog serenade.
Today we bring you a little drama in sound entitled A Day in an Average American Home. The time? Well, any Saturday morning about now. Out in the cherry tree, there's a robin singing. And upstairs, we find Mother with a vacuum cleaner. Downstairs in the living room, Sister is practicing the piano. And in the backyard, we find Dad running the lawnmower.
But, Jack, where's young Willie? Doesn't Willie have anything to do on Saturday mornings at home?
Willie? Why, look, Pretty Peggy Pepper. He's coming up the driveway now, straight from the shore. He's been out to the store there, and he's trying to get the family's Dr. Pepper. See those two big six-bottle cartons of Dr. Pepper on his wagon? You see them?
And here's the family, all done with work, all ready to take time for a drink with a flavor that's exciting, inviting, delighting. Just listen to what Mother says.
It's so warm upstairs. This Dr. Pepper really tastes good.
My music teacher says Chopin's the thing, but Dr. Pepper makes me want to swing.
Willie, how about another bottle of Dr. Pepper for your dad? Then I'll start in on the front yard.
You bet, Dad. Let's all have another bottle of Dr. Pepper. And then I'll polish the car for you and Mom.
Yes, friends, Dr. Pepper goes straight to the spot. It's refreshing, it's satisfying, it helps give you welcome energy.
Get a handy six-bottle carton of Dr. Pepper today. Six full bottles for only 25 cents. Keep Dr. Pepper in your icebox every day this summer. Remember, your energy picks up. You enjoy life more when you drink Dr. Pepper at 10, 2, and 4.
And now, if we didn't know that anything could happen on the Dr. Pepper Parade, we'd be surprised to discover that January is the owner and manager of a radio station. Station K-O-R-N. He's sitting in his office when in comes a candidate to go on the radio. Yes, indeed. It's Molasses.
Hello. I want to do an audition for a benefit. Is Sweet Pure Carbonized Out the manager of this station?
Yes, I'm not only the manager of this station, I am the performer on it.
I heard you on the radio last night.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. That was coast to coast for a corset account.
My, what a hookup.
Well, what can I do for small, dark, repulsive thou?
Well, my gal is all crazied up by radio actors.
Yeah.
I wants to go on the radio so she be crazy about me and love me and stuff.
Mm.
I can tell jokes, I hope.
Well, let me hear one of your jokes.
Well, here one is. What's the difference between a Psy expensive automobile and a donkey?
A Psy expensive automobile and a donkey? I give up. What's the answer?
Well, a Psy is, oh dear, expensive auto is too dear.
What's the donkey?
You dear.
I'll quit that.
That's one of my original jokes.
And yeah, where's your beard?
Comedians run in my family.
They should. We can't use old jokes like them things. Now go ahead, get out of here.
Wait a second, where the minuet? I can play the breathe organ.
Oh, you can, huh? What can you play on that harmonica?
Way down on the Swanee River.
No, that's one song I don't like.
Huh?
Can you play Genie with a Light Brown Hair?
Wouldn't you rather please like to hear the Swanee River? I play it so plain everybody starts undressing.
I told you no. I told you no. Genie with a Light Brown Hair.
Well, all right, then, here it is. Jenny with the light brown hair.
Yeah, they threw you that Swanee River. Look here, can you play Old Black Joe?
What's
I
what?
Like that. Go ahead.
Certainly I can.
Play it.
Oh, dark complected Joseph.
Well, you got me that time. That's Old Black Joe, all right. But tell me, why do you walk up and down when you play? Just keep walking up and down, walking up and down.
Well, it's harder to hit a moving target.
But I'll say one thing, I don't want any E-flat harmonica players around here. Now go ahead, get out of here.
Hey, wait a minute. Now I got to get on the radio. I know what I'll do. I'll borrow my gal's dress and come back. Here I am back again. Hello, Mr. January. I want to go on the radio. I'm a singer.
Oh, a singer, huh? Is you a mezzo-soprano?
I'm a mess or something, but I don't know.
My, girlie, you certainly have a beautiful dress on there.
Oh, yes, it's the coming thing.
Well, I'm glad it's coming because all of it ain't here yet. Now, look, I know you.
Huh?
Uh-oh. Don't fool me. Just as I thought, you molasses in disguise again. Now get out of here.
Somebody told you.
Did not.
Oh, please, Mr. Daniel, I want to go on the radio. I'll do anything. I don't care.
Well, all right. I have an opening for an announcer.
Well, I'd love to be an announcer, providing you give me the right kind of a horse for it.
The right kind of a horse?
Yeah, sir.
You idiot, you. What kind of a horse do you think announcers have?
Commercial plugs.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to hire you at $25 a week.
Yeah.
Now, your job is not only to be an announcer, but I need someone to take all the worries of this place off my mind.
Oh, I'd be glad to be a fresh new worry for you.
You see, sonny boy, we don't make much money around here.
No.
We only take in $15 a week.
My goodness, you only take in $15 and my salary going to be $25?
Yeah.
Well, if you only get $15 a week and I get $25, how's I going to get paid?
That's your first worry.
Oh.
Peter Van Steeden and his Dr. Pepper Orchestra know the notes of a new Mexican song, Perfidia. And I think I can remember the words. So, Peter, prove your point, and I'll try to prove mine.
To you, my heart cries out, Perfidia, for I found you the love of my life in somebody else's arms. Your eyes are echoing, Perfidia, forgetful of our promise of love, you're sharing another's charm. With a sad lament, my dreams have faded like a broken melody, while the gods of love look down and laugh at what romantic fools we mortals be. And now I know my love was not for you, and so I'll take it back with a sigh, the fiddiest one, goodbye.
To you, my heart cries out, Perfidia, for I found you the love of my life in somebody else's arms.
Ah, your eyes are echoing, Perfidia, forgetful of our promise of love, you're sharing another's charm.
With a sad lament, my dreams have faded like a broken melody,
while the gods of love look down and laugh at what romantic fools we mortals be. And now I know my love was not for you, and so I'll take it back with a sigh, the fiddiest one, goodbye.
Step over here a minute, will you, Pretty Peggy Pepper, and tell me, what sort of folks do we really like to have for our friends?
Why, that's easy, Jack. We like friends that are happy, full of fun, ready to enter into the spirit of things. It takes zip and energy to be a success.
Right, Pretty Peggy Pepper. Folks who get ahead in school. Folks who get ahead at work. Folks who win at sports and know how to keep going.
And how to keep a smile on their face. Don't forget that, Jack. Let's sing a little song about cheering up when you're feeling blue. Ready? You start.
When you're feeling blue and out of sorts, the world looks sad and drear.
It's time to get wiser, flavor surprise. Dr. Pepper brings good cheer.
Come join the fun.
Meet everyone.
In the Dr. Pepper parade.
Get 6 full bottles for 25 cents.
It's the best drink ever made.
Ring the chime, ring the chime.
It's Dr. Pepper time.
Your energy picks up and you'll enjoy life more. At 10 and 2 and 4.
And now we take you to the Heave and Wheeze Gymnasium. And who is in charge but that physical marvel, that modern Atlas, January himself. And who's coming into the gymnasium but Mo Lasseter. Well, run him on, Peter.
Well. Hello there, Messer.
Yeah?
I mean, Mister. Is the manager in?
Yeah, I'm the manager.
What time will he be back?
What's the matter with you? I say I'm the manager.
Oh, you the manager?
Yes, I'm him.
Yeah, well, when he comes back, will you tell him I was here?
I will. Oh, what's the matter with you?
Well, I come here to this gymnasium to lose weight.
I see.
Yeah, I got plenty of East Surplus Union.
All right.
My gal Ducky Pugh from Chitlin switched to Keen and Pure and stuff around among the midst and things.
Yeah.
She won't go around with me no more unless I get into physical shape, be brawny and stuff, and lose weight.
Oh, I see. You want to be a mass of muscle.
Yeah.
So you want to lose a little weight, huh?
Yeah, sir.
Well, pull up your shirt and let me look at your bay window.
That is. Ain't it cute?
Tell me. Do you want a diet?
No, just leave it the same color that it is already.
Quiet, you Amos. Maybe something's wrong with you infernally.
Huh?
No, I mean internally. Go ahead, open your mouth. Wider. Wider. Wider.
Is you coming in or staying outside?
Never mind. Hold it open. Now stick out your tongue.
Nah.
Farther. Farther. Farther.
You want me to lay it on the floor?
I'll say one thing. You don't look so good. First, I'll pull your muscles to see if they have tone.
Oh, you going to pull my muscles to see if they have tone?
Yeah. All right. Now, here, I'll pull them.
Boy, my right bicep's off key, ain't it?
Well, it's not so good. Now I'm going to take the bull right by the horns. Let me see your calf.
What's that?
Let me see your calf.
What is this, the farm and home hour? Why don't you leave me alone?
Now, wait a minute, wait a minute. I'm going to have to give you a course of exercise.
Yeah.
The first thing I want you to do is lift a dumbbell over your head. Now, hey, you crazy fool, put me down. What's the idea?
Hey, is the manager in?
Never mind the manager. Now, you know something? The best thing I think that you should do is to get on this electric horse over here.
Yeah, huh?
Electric horse.
You going around in something?
No. Just a little electric horse. It's a little machine that I strap you on, and it vibrates and shake you.
You tickle, won't it?
No. Huh? I regulate the speed of the vibration business there with this little jigger right here.
See? Oh, you pulled a little commencer.
Yeah, and it takes off the fat in the right place.
Oh, well, that's good. I'll try anything once. Because I want to look like big man, you know. Don't make it go too fast.
All right.
Now, wait a minute.
I'll strap you.
Yeah, all right. Strap. Here, fix it up a little bit right here.
Okay.
Here I go. I'm on.
All right.
This is good, ain't it?
Yeah.
Huh?
How's that? Do you like it?
Well, this is pretty good.
Oh, you like it? Well, I'll put it on a little faster then.
Well,
Oh, you like it, huh?
No.
Oh, not fast enough. I understand. Well, all right, I'll put it on still faster. Oh, go my time. What's this on the floor? Somebody lost a pearl necklace. Great Scott. His teeth done fell out. Come here, get off there, boy. Now I got him over the doggone horse. How do you feel, molasses?
Awful. Doggone it, I'm through.
Well, never mind. Wait a minute. I know what'll make you reduce.
Yeah.
Take your clothes off and get in this electric baking machine I got here.
Well, for Ducky Pew's sake, I'll do anything.
All right, come on. Now then, there you is. Huh? There you is. You inside the cabinet. Uh-huh. Now I'll lock you in with your head sticking through this hole.
Yeah, but don't start throwing no baseballs
there. No baseballs. Now I'll turn on the heat.
Yeah.
But I can only leave you inside about 2 minutes, because it's very, very hot.
Yeah, all right, now.
Say, January.
Yes, sir.
Your Uncle Rasputin has just had an accident. He wants you to come right away.
Uncle Ras? Let's go.
Hey, John, yeah, don't leave me here. My goodness, it's 7:30. Man, is this hot. And is I reducing. Look at me, I'm starting to disappear. I'm starting to look like a sunburned ghost. My goodness, 4:30 already. I've been in here 14 hours. This is terrible. Now I'm starting to feel like Yehudi. But there's one thing, where there's Yehudi, there's hope.
Well, here I am back again. Oh, great Scott. I forgot all about molasses. Hey, molasses!
Yeah, I'm starting to look like my name. I'm running all over the place. What's the idea of leaving me in this hot squad anyhow? You burning me up in this here box.
Why, molasses?
Turn that gravy off.
Wait a minute, fool. You ought to thank me, sonny boy. I've made a celebrity out of you.
What you mean you made a celebrity out of me?
Well, before I put you in that machine, you were just an ordinary rascal.
Yeah.
And look at you now.
What about me?
You are the toast of the town.
Burnt toast.
Friends, Americans are folks who are on the go. These glorious days, everybody wants to be out of doors, driving a car, playing golf or tennis, watching a baseball game, or just plain window shopping in town. And remember, friends, wherever you are, when you feel a thirst that calls for a truly different and refreshing drink, look for the nearest soda fountain displaying the famous Dr. Pepper sign.
I'm glad you said nearest, Jack, because it seems like most every place in our town sells Dr. Pepper.
Bet your life, Peggy. The gleaming white fountain is an oasis of refreshment where Dr. Pepper is served. It's America's new favorite drink. Besides, smart folks know that a cold drink of Dr. Pepper helps swing energy up. It makes whatever you're doing seem more fun.
Try Dr. Pepper at the fountain soon. It's exciting, it's inviting, it's delighting.
Oh, Peggy?
Yes, Jack?
This is our private romance time, remember?
I sure do.
Good. Then I pledge allegiance to your heart. I was captured by your charms when I heard your call to arms.
And her victory was sweet.
I salute you with a kiss. There's no greater love than this.
You have made his life complete.
Oh, I came, I saw you conquer.
I surrendered to your charms from the start.
I had no defense at all.
Now I'm at your beck and call.
We pledge allegiance to your heart.
I give to you my freedom. I don't want my liberty if we're apart.
But no matter what you do, I shall always worship you.
We pledge allegiance to your heart.
You were captured by my charms when you heard my call to arms. My victory was sweet.
Well, I salute you with a kiss, and there's no greater love than this. You have made my life complete.
You came, you saw, you conquered. You surrendered to his charms from the start.
I had no defense at all. Now I'm at your beck and call.
You pledge allegiance to his heart.
Now I give to you all of my freedom. I don't want my liberty if we're apart.
But no matter what you do, I shall always worship you.
We pledge allegiance to your heart.
Well, doggone my time. Come here, Melissa.
Hey, January.
What's the matter?
Is the manager in?
Oh, stop that. Busy, boo. Hey, look, boy.
What?
What is this here you got pinned around your coat here, them two medals there? What is them gold things
you
or
mean
something?
The round thing with the ribbons on it?
Yeah, them medals there. Whoa, whoa, what is them for?
Ain't them pretty with the carving all around the edges?
I'll tell the kind world is. What'd you get this here top one for?
This here one on the right?
Yeah, the one up here on the top.
Oh, I got that for jumping out of an airplane going 150 miles an hour.
Jumping out of an airplane 150 miles an hour?
Your ears ain't lame. You hit me, didn't you?
My goodness, that's something. Where did you get this here bottom one for?
Oh, that was triviality, that bottom
one. Oh, that was easy, huh?
Yeah.
Well, what did you get it for?
I got that for jumping back.
Oh.
And next week, Molasses is going to do some parachute jumping. He was sitting in the front room and got caught in the draft. And he's going to do that jumping in the Army for Sergeant January. So don't forget to tune your dial this way again, for we'll all be back, Molasses in January, Peter Van Steeden and his orchestra, the Pepper Uppers, and yours truly, Jack Arthur. And, of course, Pretty Peggy Pepper, who'll again sing...
Bringing joy across the land,
Dr. Pepper.
If you want to lead the band, drink it every day. Energy picks up and you'll enjoy life more.
Remember Dr. Pepper time.
10, 2, and 4.
Good night, all.
And don't think it hasn't been charming.